This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Pride weekend. Happy Pride month. Have some pride every day. Be happy with who you are. We can especially celebrate this weekend. There's a full rundown at RadioAlice.com of all the stuff that's happening. Oh, and on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. The info you need to know for Pride weekend. All right. Right now, and I see that everyone is clued into this because the lines are packed.
Yeah. They want to party with Vinny.
Yeah, they do. Party like you do at Disneyland.
I cannot wait for this.
Experience the Summer of Heroes at Disney California Adventure Park, including the new Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout. We'll take caller number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. You'll get a four-pack of two-day park tickets, and you'll be in the running to fly with Vinny to the Disneyland Resort July 23rd. Airfare on Alaska Airlines, a two-night hotel stay, 9, noon, and 5. We're getting people qualified for that grand prize by giving you the four-pack of two-day park tickets, and right now is no exception. Call now, 800-400-3697. We're looking for caller number 97.
That same number also accepts your texts, so you can text us and tell us whatever. We're happy to get them.
Yes, we are.
510 says, now, Yuzi, nothing to be ashamed of. I mean, if I had that rack, I'd shake it too.
Yeah, Yuzi.
Yeah, Yuzi.
Yeah, I shake it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'll be shaking it till it drops.
Okay. You want to tell us anything else?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Oh, my God. You're going to give yourself a black eye. RadioAlice.com/watch, everybody. You can watch this show.
Great job on the music, Yuzi. I'm not LGBTQ, but loving it just the same.
Right. It is nice music to have.
It was fun. Mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I liked Sarah's reasons for why men cheat. LOL. What was your reason?
I can't remember because they're not into you anymore. I can't remember what I said.
415 says,
oh,
I don't know.
Don't put out. That's what it was.
Oh, right. Well, that's an I mean, if you're going to cut me off.
I got needs, man. I got an injury.
What are we, bros now? 415 says, I don't know how you guys do it. Even if you're having tough times or stress in your personal lives, you're always cheerful and up.
Well, that's the job.
Can't believe you can fake it, even during the tough times.
You know,
Hooman is the exception, of course.
Yeah, Hooman is the exception.
But I really appreciate your abilities to do what you do.
I have to say that this job actually can be a lifesaver sometimes because you might be going through something terrible.
Right.
And, you know, the other people on the show, generally, we know what everyone's going through. But when we come in here, you can actually put it aside. You have to put it aside. So we
absolutely
do. And it actually feels pretty good to just shoot the ass with your friends and let the real stuff go until you're done.
As best you can.
As best you can.
I don't think that I'm always able to, but I'm a really bad actor when it comes to that kind of thing.
Well, you know, sometimes things are hard.
810 says, did I miss when Vinny's GF was no longer named Dusty? I got confused thinking Christina was a new member of the show with no voice.
Yeah, no.
No, that's her name, and it's always been her name, and we named her Dusty early on, and I've kept with it because, or we've kept with it because we didn't want to confuse anyone. I've never been able to say it, though, with a straight face. Again, with the bad act, I'm not. So I've tried to call her my girlfriend and my gooch and
my lady
Betty and my lady and every
Mrs.
single thing I have said.
His daughter's mom.
Someone takes exception to it.
Well, look, I mean, hanging out with a bunch of friends shooting the ass, what do? We poke sticks at each other.
Ball busters.
What do we do? Except Yuzi. She gets off somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know
she
how that
sure
happens.
Does.
What?
What?
Huh? I know.
I missed that last part. I was reading text.
Yeah.
415 says, Vinny is spot on. Hot to cold in the shower is the way to go.
Mm.
Yeah, it's good for you.
good for you.
Happy Friday, my favorite radio family. Just want to let you know I ordered the Iota sunflower seeds after hearing Johnny Mosley on your show. They arrived yesterday and are amazing. The kettle cooked ones are perfect to curb a sweet tooth and totally guilt-free. Thanks for having them on. Love you guys. What was the website? Mighty Iota?
Yep. They're just nice people, too.
Johnny? Well, we've known Johnny since we got to town.
I think 90, right before he was in the... Was it right after he was in the Olympics or right before
that remember.
He came on for the first time?
I thought it was right after.
So 98?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good... They're just nice people.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's also going to be filming this weekend one of his... What is it? Johnny Mosley's Wild Adventure?
The web series. I think I saw Instagram or something.
Yeah, he's doing another one.
Oh, it's on Instagram?
No, he's doing... Oh. He's getting ready to go do...
He does
film
these
another
little
one.
Adventures in there.
The first two are really cool. After seeing that Pride pic, now we know why Sarah keeps that park on all the time. Oh. LOL.
You know, there had to be a picture in the 20 that got taken that didn't have my nipple so prominently featured.
Oh, please.
Hooman.
For once, a picture shows you shining bright.
Oh, is that what it is? My shining my headlights?
Yeah.
Enjoy, everyone.
Sarah, you're not alone. We're in a park in 500-degree weather. My office gets so freezing, I have my floor heater on all day. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, it's a, you know... I like to be comfortable.
510 says, I love how you guys make us feel like we're in the room. Thanks for keeping the bay on our toes. Much love.
Thanks for listening.
408 says, need bad advice. Hooked up with my manager last night at a company function and he's married. Help me.
Oh, I got this one. Get into work today and act like nothing happened and never acknowledge it and go on with your life.
And don't continue it.
Right. It's nothing but trouble there. He's someone you work with. He's married. I mean, just all the reasons. Just act like nothing happened. Don't bring it up.
Don't talk to yourself.
Don't talk to anyone you know.
Get super aloof fast.
No, don't change anything.
Who? Just... Who? David who? What? I don't know that guy. Right? Deny everything.
Sure. Just, okay.
I don't know. Vinny, teenagers are the worst. Men are teenagers for life. Yeah, but the teen version of
the teenager,
men is even worse than
the teenage
the grown
older guy.
Version of men.
Somebody wrote something. It was almost gross the way they said it about
it. You know what? It sounded exactly like Scott Capurro wrote it. OMG, are you kidding? Teen boys are so potent, horny, and ready for it anytime. Beautiful bodies. Couldn't be a better fantasy. That's Scott Capurro. He wrote that. You know he did.
I guess.
Right?
Sure.
Doesn't that sound like that came right out of him?
Well, years ago, before he got married and can't say things like that anymore.
Oh, right. What was the book you were talking about yesterday?
Ready Player One.
Oh, I'm enjoying it so far.
So good.
A lot. And I love getting a new book that you start to really like, because then you're just in it. You just want to be in it.
You know it's a good book when you're thinking about the characters all day long and wondering and like sort of playing through scenarios. I just, oh God. I love that book.
This is your second time reading it.
It is. Well, I must have read it 5 or so years ago. I really don't remember. I remember the basic story, but all these little details. It's lovely to read it again. I'm worried about the movie because as I'm reading the book again, I'm thinking, how are they going to, like, so much of it's going to have to be cut out. And I'm wondering how real it's going to be. Like, they are in a virtual reality.
That's the most important thing. Yeah, they have to figure out how to show that.
Right.
But green screen.
Right.
They'll do it. In fact, if they're making the movie now, they've probably already filmed all the actors' parts. They're just computerizing the rest of the set.
There aren't too many acting parts, actually. I mean, other than the voices coming out of the avatars' mouths. I'm fascinated. I hope it's as good as I think it probably could be. But the book is always better. You almost never see a movie
you never know.
Better than the book.
They're going to be able to green screen all this, so it's going to be killer, right?
I hope so.
It's a Spielberg thing, so they're going to spend money on it.
Right.
Please send good vibes. I have a possible life-changing job interview at 8 a.m. Been listening to you guys to calm my nerves. You got it.
Yeah, you got this.
You're already in there now.
Yep.
Or done now but and the, got the job.
Right.
Congratulations.
Boom, yep.
Boom.
Good morning, Alice family. I have an interview for my dream job at 9.
Oh.
Any chance I could get some courage shots to FOC? Megan from Sacramento.
Megan, you're doing... She's in the interview right now. You're doing great. Just keep it up. Smiles, eye contact.
Someone, it's their 34th birthday, longtime listener. Any chance for some wishes from Vinny, preferably off-key?
Oh.
Wait, what's the 34th question?
34th birthday.
Oh, to sing the whole thing? I don't want to do the whole thing.
You haven't done it for a while.
Oh, come on. It blows my voice out. I won't be able to talk the rest of the weekend.
We must have it. Your family might thank us.
Can you play?
play the tape version.
Yeah, yeah, play the tape version.
The whole
please.
Thing or just
just
the
a
end?
Piece. Just a little piece. Just
the end part.
Snippet.
All right. Let's see where it...
Oh, I hear it. Oh. Yeah. All right. Happy 34th birthday. Woohoo!
Have a good one.
Good job, Vinny.
That does take it out of you.
I know. I can see why it hurt his voice. Peter Brady style.
Yeah. Yeah.
510 says, I love this train too. Even I had to knock with you guys.
Oh, let's keep this train kept rolling all night long.
Sounds funny to hear Vinny talk about reckless drivers. Mirror?
Pot? Kettle. Kettle pot.
I was talking about that video, though, that's on Facebook.
Oh, my God. I watched
Did
that
you see
during
it?
The break. It's crazy. These two people are having an argument at high speeds on the highway. One's in a car, one's on a motorcycle. And you would think that it would end the opposite way that it does. But this motorcyclist just leaves. And the other guy causes a humongous wreck. The car loses that battle, which is surprising.
Well... Yeah, and I think, I don't know, we don't know the whole fight that went down, but that person in the car, look, the guy on the motorcycle kicked his car, I get it, right. And, you know, you could actually be committing murder. To cut a motorcycle off the
yes.
way that guy did. And so, while who knows what went down and got them to that point, the guy in the car who ends up cutting across traffic
and flipping
another car, that person could be brought up on charges.
That is attempted murder to swerve your car into a motorcycle.
And the guy on the bike, I mean, I don't know.
Death wish?
Well, for kicking the car seems really dumb. I don't know what he thought he was going to achieve, but talk about a good rider. He got bumped.
He somehow got through that hole. He did. The guy hit him with his car. Pushed him over. It looks like he hits the median, somehow keeps the bike. And then, meanwhile, the Prius is like flipping and going across lanes. And this guy's like, oh, the lane's clear. I'm going to just go keep going. Yep. Incredible dash cam footage. It's horrifying.
415 says, please lose the Parka more often, Sarah.
Yep. Okay, thanks.
Love the playlist. Can you do this all the time? No.
Yeah. It's not special anymore if you do it all the time.
Right.
Explain the move from Dusty to a real name. I know Vinny gives imposter girlfriend names. Why did she get the fake Dusty to begin with? Well, I didn't know she was gonna stick around all this time. I mean she's a private person. She's just a normal lady. So I figured it was the safest move.
But now that you guys are clearly full-on in a committed relationship
with
a child.
We've got a kid and we've been together 8 years in...
August.
Next month. No, next month.
In July?
Month.
I
yeah.
actually have the... I have your...
You do not.
I do.
Stop it. I have it. I know exactly when it is.
Hang on.
408 says, man, Dexter was good. Vin, you just made me want to rewatch all of it. Kevin Bacon's big break was Animal House, guys.
Oh,
Vinny's first date with future wife is what it says here. July 18th, 2017.
Really? Is that what you wrote?
Yeah. Well, why is it in here like nine times?
Because you are terrible at keeping a calendar
or any kind of information.
Yeah, I have no idea why.
I don't understand. Should I delete these?
Yes, delete them all. Oh my god. I swear, whatever. Your phone would give me it would give me night sweats.
Just, you know what you do? You go like that, and then you're done with it. Boom. It's like who cares? It's just in my. It's not like it's heavier to carry if all those things are in it.
It's trash. It's garbage. It's
just,
piled
it doesn't
up
matter,
on your
you know?
Stuff.
I'm not going to worry about it. I got plenty of other crap to worry about. So I got your name in there 18 times. Whatever.
650 says, Vinny, the motorcyclist did kick the car. Witnesses say the sedan had cut off the motorcyclist, and that's why the motorcyclist kicked the car. If you listen to the audio, it doesn't say whether the car swerved toward the motorcyclist intentionally. Of course he does.
He did. You can see the whole thing. You can see him kick the car, and you can see the car hit him. The car pushes him over. It's almost like he was saved by the guardrail that he goes into. I mean, it's incredible footage. Can we put that up somewhere so people can look at this?
Let's put it up on Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. You got it, Hooman?
It's pronounced Grosvenor.
Grosvenor, okay. Were there like 5,000 of those?
Yes.
It's spelled Grosvenor.
It's pronounced Grosvenor.
Grosvenor. The Grosvenor Hotel where the guys from the Foo Fighters were staying.
You were talking earlier about calling me in case you were in a situation and needed help. 408
says, if I called from a number you didn't know, you wouldn't pick it up, and you don't have voicemail set up, so I couldn't ask you to help me.
Right.
It was my last quarter, and it was the last payphone on earth. So what am I going to do now?
Two things are wrong with your scenario, Sarah. A, Vin doesn't live in San Jose anymore, and two, where in God's name did you find a payphone?
Yeah. I did see a payphone recently. I think I even put it on my Instagram.
Yeah, it was a picture of a payphone, not actual one.
No, right? it was an actual payphone at the mall near my house.
In real life?
In real life, I found a payphone, and I was like, oh my God, kids, look, a payphone! They're like, okay.
Like, calm down.
I haven't seen one in forever.
408 says, our next door posted a video of someone tailgating another driver, and the first reply to the post was, that's my daughter. I am so sorry.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, that's out there.
It's nice when you get, like, my son is a teenage driver, and I think he drives too fast, but that's probably because I'm his mom. Because our neighbor, the one with all the dogs, he was like, I would just like to say your son, he always goes nice and slow, and I'm like, oh, my God, talking about the same kid?
He goes slow?
He said he drives at a nice speed through the neighborhood. He goes, there's, you know, plenty of teenagers on this street who've gotten their license, and I don't like it. And your kid's doing it.
Well, kids are reckless and crazy. That's
well, they don't know. They just think, oh, yeah, car, gas.
I blew past one guy in a neighborhood one time when I was a kid. Guy was going so slow, so I blow past him, go home, and I'm in my house, and I hear my dad, that dad whistle, that sound where you're like,
oh no, I'm being summoned.
The guy I blew past and went around was a cop off duty with his family and followed me home and knocked on the door and talked to my dad. And I opened the door and I'm like, yeah, get out here. And I was just like, oh God. And there's the guy at the front door.
Come on, Adele.
Oh, come on, man. Who does that?
Did he yell at you in front of the man?
My dad?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I think the guy probably, this always happened. The guy probably thought he was the one who was going to give me the business. And my dad was like, I got this.
Right.
You can go home.
He probably actually thought to himself, oh, geez, I think I just brought the wrath of God down on that
yep.
kid.
Maybe that's exactly right.
Not a good idea.
He only passed me.
Yeah. I'm just a little upset about it. I didn't need you to cut off his left arm.
I was going slow.
I'll check in tomorrow if he's still alive.
Yeah. Do a wellness check on Vinny
exactly.
the next day.
Sorry, kid.
Teen drivers.
Oh, they're the worst.
Yeah, they are.
All right.
I'm out of time.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Radio.com.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. Happy Pride weekend.
Have a good one, everyone. Enjoy. Rip it up.
Yeah, definitely. Go out and have some fun. And don't forget to keep Alice on all weekend long. There are chances to win all kinds of great prizes, including the possibility of going to Disneyland with Vinny.
Yeah, that's going to be fun, you guys. Right. I hope you win, and I hope that we're all on the plane together. We're going to be so excited.
It's going to be a party.
I'm bringing my kid and my girlfriend.
Christina.
I'm bringing Christina and my kid. Right.
She's your John. See, now everybody's people are, you know, on the show.
I don't know. I don't think anyone could ever do quite as much for me as your John does for you.
Maybe she does, and you just
I
don't
actually
notice
don't
it.
Think I could let go.
Oh, of the things that you do?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't think I could just loosen up enough to be like, here, handle some things
for
me. Yeah,
would you please handle just you could be the designated person who does this.
I don't think I could do it.
Well, you should give it a try.
You're right, and she'll be with me on the trip, and I can't wait to go. Disneyland, the end of July, everyone.
And next week on the show, we are getting ready for our secret show. Live broadcast is happening on Wednesday. A live show next Thursday from the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. That's open to the public. You have to win your way into the secret show, but you can just come to the Thursday broadcast if you're in the area. We'd love to have you. They do a nice breakfast over there. Have a great, safe weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.